This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about America's health care as a national disgrace. President Bush frequently praises the American health care system as the best in the world, and many Americans spit out the two words socialized medicine as if they were poison. But countries with single-payer systems spend far less than we do, are much more satisfied with their care, and experience far better health than Americans do. In 2004, Americans paid $6,100 per person compared to an average of $2,500 per capita in all other industrialized nations. Single-payer systems are simply more efficient. Health administration costs in Canada, for example, are $300 a year per person versus $1,000 per year in the United States. In 2002, Americans also paid twice as much for drugs than citizens of these other countries. A portion of the large U.S. cost per person is a fact that American doctors make on average twice as much as other doctors do, $200,000 versus $100,000 per year. These doctors also start their careers with little or no debt, as opposed to American physicians who, as with most American graduates, start their careers with an average of $100,000 in outstanding loans. With regard to health statistics, the most dramatic differences are found in teen STD rates. Five times more Americans, 15 to 24, have HIV than German youth of that age. The U.S. teen syphilis rate is six times that of the Netherlands, and our teen gonorrhea rate is a whopping 74 times higher than the Dutch. In the late 70s, the Danes were concerned about rising teen abortions, much lower than ours, and a well-executed government program brought the rate down substantially. In the late 1990s, the U.S. teen abortion rate was eight times higher than Germany and seven times higher than the Netherlands. Governmental programs that provide uncensored sex education and promote condom use are the key to this success in youth sexual health. Contrary to what one might expect, European youth have far fewer sexual partners than Americans do and begin sex slightly later than Americans. The U.S. infant mortality rate is five babies per 100 per thousand, as opposed to two per 1,000 in the Czech Republic, Finland, Iceland, and Norway. The rate among African Americans, for example, is nine infants per 1,000, a rate that approaches third world countries. America would do much better in this category if it could provide prenatal care to all of its citizens. Studies have shown that for every $1 spent before birth, $3 is saved by the prevention of complications due to unsupervised pregnancies. All other countries are catching up, but Americans are still by far the most overweight, impacting health costs significantly. For every three Americans who are obese, only one Dane is, even with a diet heavy in dairy products. Those who demonize socialized medicine have the misconception that people who have it do not like it. Surveys in the late 1990s, however, indicate that only the Italians are 20% were 20% more dissatisfied than Americans at 40%. Danes were 91% satisfied, Finns 81%, French 65%, and the Swedes 57%. A common response to European success is that they are homogeneous societies with few ethnic divisions. The Germans, however, have been living with a large Turkish minority for decades, and Denmark has received more refugees per capita than any other country in the world. As the new Democratic Congress convenes, they should consider legislation that will move the U.S. to a single-payer system as soon as it is feasible. Our very lives depend on it. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.